Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in New Orleans, where 14 people were killed and dozens more injured. Police announced
Bourbon Street is open.
The historic tourist destination reopened to pedestrians around 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon, nearly 34 hours after Wednesday morning's terror attack. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says her officers added security enhancements to prevent drivers from accessing the thoroughfare, including archer guards to block sidewalks. Kirkpatrick says she's confident that all of the security enhancements, including stepped-up police patrols, will prevent any other terror attacks from happening.
We want our community to feel confident and know they are confidently safe.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
The FBI now says the New Orleans truck attacker acted alone and about face from yesterday when the agency said it was likely Shamsuddin Jabbar was working with others who may have placed explosive devices in the area. CBS's Rona Tarrant.
They reviewed all of the CCTV and they found two things. Number one, those people appeared to just be innocent bystanders who saw the coolers on the street. The second thing is they saw Jabbar placing them on the street, so that cleared that up.
At the Sugar Bowl, which had been postponed today due to the attack a mile away, Notre Dame beat number 2 Georgia 23-10, sending the Fighting Irish into the semifinals of the college football playoff. Las Vegas officials are still trying to determine a motive in the Cybertruck explosion outside Trump Hotel yesterday. CBS's Andres Gutierrez reports the driver of the Cybertruck was Matthew Leivelsberger, an active-duty U.S. Army soldier and member of its elite Green Berets.
He was reportedly on leave from his station in Germany when this incident occurred. Las Vegas police emphasized that it seems that no one at this point was also involved in this incident, but for now, police are keeping an extra presence outside the hotel and on the strip.
Due to a dispatch system crash, dispatchers and deputies with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department have been forced to work the old-fashioned way.
Sheriff's dispatchers would normally assign a call to a deputy with a detailed message through the patrol car's computer, but at the moment, they have to actually call the deputy on the radio, just like in the old days. Dennis Zine is a retired LAPD officer. He says that will slow the deputies down.
And every second counts when you're going on an emergency call. Every second counts.
John Baird for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Investigators in South Korea attempt to arrest impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over last month's martial law decree, but supporters and security agents surrounded his home. The BBC's Jean McKenzie in Seoul.
He was impeached by Parliament 3 weeks ago, but he was only suspended from his duties. He is still technically the country's president, and so that means that he is being guarded by the presidential security team.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Three Packers named to the Pro Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL says three Packers players selected for the Pro Bowl, two of them signed with the team this year in free agency. It's safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs. The third is defensive end Rashawn Gary. The Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is his next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you got to keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise is getting into the casting business. The Mission Impossible star is currently looking for a younger version of himself to play the role of Ethan Hunt. The next two installments of the franchise, those would be films 8 and 9, will be prequels. Rumor has it the 8th film will be Cruise's last on screen, but he will still continue to produce the franchise. Glenn Powell was initially rumored to take over the role, but those rumblings have recently been shot down. No word yet on whether or not Cruise will expect his younger self to do his own stunts. Could be a deal breaker. Sticking with the action thriller genre, Viola Davis will play the president in the upcoming film G20. Variety reports the Oscar winner will play Commander-in-Chief Danielle Sutton, who narrowly avoids being kidnapped, then proceeds to save her family and the world. The film will be directed by Patricia Riggin and drop on Amazon Prime this coming spring. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper single digits. Northwest winds gusty, so look for the wind chills below zero at times. On Friday, skies turning mostly sunny, remaining breezy, highs in the lower to middle teens. Right now, it's 19.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe the one-year anniversary of Matinair on air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. So President Musk is demanding that the government shut down, says it won't be any big deal, you know, so the air traffic controllers don't get paid, so the military doesn't get paid. You know, when you're worth $500 billion and, you know, if you don't get paid for a week, so what? I mean, you know, it's incredible. It's just incredible. Also, is Elon Musk being floated as the new speaker, or is that just some kind of weird threat? I'll tell you about that in just a moment. And and bring you up to date on this. I mean, you know, bottom line, basically, the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, and also this happened over on the Senate side, Chuck Schumer and I don't know if it's John Thune or Mitch McConnell right now, but the Republicans and Democrats on the Senate worked out a deal. And the Democrats and Republicans, Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries, in the House worked out a deal that would basically keep the government open until March and, you know, just continue the funding. And they added in $100 billion for disaster relief because there's been a bunch of tornadoes and floods and wildfires and stuff. And, you know, we really need to do that. And that needs to be funded. And, you know, everything was copacetic. Everything was going along. There were a bunch of Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, you know, I call them a Cokehead Caucus because they're the people who are, by and large, in tight with the Koch brothers' old network. But, you know, they were yelling and screaming about it. But Mike Johnson was willing to get Democrats to help, and Hakeem Jeffries was willing to give him Democrats to help. And then President Musk comes along and on his Nazi-infested platform, over on X, he starts yelling about how you kill this bill. You know, it won't be a problem if you shut down the government. Well, you know, the government shut down for 35 days under Donald Trump before. We've been here before. And he's right. I mean, you know, you can force air traffic controllers to work without pay, probably TSA too. You know, it's not going to be a screaming disaster. It'll just, you know, cause a lot of pain to a few million American, average working class American families. That's all. So, you know, and stop cancer research and stuff like that. So keep an eye on this. My prediction is that what's going to happen is that Mike Johnson is going to come up with a bill that continues government, that funds the $100 billion in relief, but doesn't, there were a couple of things in there that Democrats wanted, and that doesn't include those things. And Democrats are going to say, you know, we're not going to vote for that. And then Johnson and Musk and Trump are going to come out and say, we got a bill. It'll extend the government. And the Democrats are refusing to vote for it. They want to shut down the government. And the pressure is going to build. And eventually, probably the Democrats will cave and vote for it. That's because that's what happened last time. So we'll see. This is going to be a public relations war. And frankly, when you're in a public relations war with a guy who's got $500 billion and is not unwilling to spend hundreds of millions to win that war and owns the biggest social media platform in the world, you typically lose. But, you know, keep an eye on this. How Trump transforms democracy into dictatorship, a warning America can't afford to ignore. That's the name of my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. I'll get to that in just a moment. Also, at the bottom of the hour today, this first hour, Alex Lawson of Social Security Works is going to drop by. Dodge, or Doge, they want to call it, like, you know, if you've ever been to Venice, you know, the Doge's Palace, right? Yeah, I'm going to call it Dodge. Dodge is coming for Social Security. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on what's going on in Ukraine. And also, Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in California. What's going on with the bird flu? And for our third hour today, we're going to break from politics altogether. We've done this twice before now, and people just loved it. And so if you, Dr. Marty Goldstein, who started Dr. Marty's pet food company, which, by the way, is a sponsor of this program. However, this is not a paid thing. This is, we have him on, and we're not even going to mention his company. But we're going to have him on because he's just brilliant. He's a holistic veterinarian, and he'll be taking your calls about what's going on with your pets for the entire third hour of the program. So that, you know, get your pet questions ready. That should be fun. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, How Trump Transforms Democracy to Dictatorship, a Warning America Can't Afford to Ignore. It's over, and it's posted under the Daily Take tab there. And, you know, Adam Kinzinger is wondering out loud if President Musk is going to let Vice President Trump and Speaker Johnson keep the government open, or if he's going to force them to shut it down. This is really all about raising the debt ceiling. Here's the deal. In order for Trump to extend his tax cuts, his tax cuts for billionaires back, you know, when he passed them during his last presidency, led to the largest single one-term contribution to the national debt in the history of America. $7.5 trillion in debt was added to our national debt just by Trump. And if he extends that tax cut, which expires next year, if he extends that tax cut again or even makes it bigger, it's going to add another $7 or $8 trillion to our national debt. And that means he's going to have to raise the debt ceiling. Well, he doesn't want to do that. He wants Biden to get blamed for that. And so what he's saying is, you know, you got to raise the debt ceiling now. And Mike Johnson is going to be working on a bill that will do that. It seems like a bizarre power play, but there's really a much bigger story here. And the bigger story is that Donald Trump, as he is basically teaching America right now, you can't disentangle corrupt billionaires, in other words, oligarchy, from essentially fascism, authoritarianism. They require each other. Authoritarians require billionaire oligarchs. Billionaire oligarchs prefer authoritarians. And every time a democracy has collapsed, whether it was the Greek democracy 3,000 years ago, the Roman Republic 2,000 years ago, or all the modern countries today, you know, Russia, Hungary, Egypt, the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Venezuela, Turkey, you name it, that started out as democracies, the way that every single one of them has collapsed is a very simple, straightforward, three-part formula. Number one, the autocrat needs a compliant and financially and politically dependent media. National media, number one. They have to control the media. Number two, they need subservient, terrified, and complicit politicians. And number three, they need a captured and corrupt judiciary. So how do they go about doing this? Like I said, this is nothing new. So the first major roadblock to authoritarian capture of a country is the press. As long as the public is well informed, this wannabe dictator can't, you know, pull off what he's trying to do. The second biggest obstacle to a fascist takeover of government is found within the institutions of government itself. This is how Trump got his nose bloody 4 years ago, four to eight years ago, was people within the government refusing to do what he told them to do, within the Department of Justice, within the Pentagon, within the intelligence agencies, saying, no, we're not going to do that. And so I want to be authoritarian. I want to be fascist dictator. So figure out how to deal with that. And the third, of course, is they have to hobble the judiciary. So how do they do this? Well, both Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin in their first terms were democratically elected. In their second terms, they turned their nations into essentially neo-fascist dictatorships. How do they do it? During Putin's second term, first, both of them went after the news media. And they did, and they used lawsuits to do it, to the point that they were able to bankrupt big media operations and then have their oligarch friends buy them up or just run people out of business or just terrify them. Secondly, they seized control of the political system. When Putin came back for his second term, he abolished, he changed the law in Russia and abolished the elections of governors. They're now appointed by Putin. So there's no local opposition to Putin. Orban did the same thing. He got his constitution amended in a way that basically removed the checks on executive authority and instituted term limits on judges so that he could remake the judiciary. You know, over the last 8 years, Trump has done pretty much the same thing with the primary process, supporting, you know, MAGA instead of RINO Republicans. He's also doing this at the local, state, and federal levels in the elected state judiciaries and, you know, right across the board. Now he's solidifying his power and he's cowing any remaining opposition. He's threatening Republicans. He wants to put Liz Cheney in jail. He's going after Adam Kinzinger, Alexander Vindman, people like that. You know, so just like Orban and Putin in the early months of their second terms, Trump is also doing all these things. And now the New York Times reports Republicans are even talking about rewriting the Constitution, just like Orban did and Putin did. Putin then purged the federal agencies in Russia of any sign of independence, stacking them with largely inexperienced people or people who were, you know, who worked for oligarchs that supported Putin. And Trump is doing the same thing. He's putting inexperienced, incompetent people into our federal agencies so that basically they rely on him. This is an old story. And Schedule F, which would fire the senior management of all federal agencies, 50,000 federal workers, would allow Trump to turn the entire federal bureaucracy into MAGA, into something that answers only to him. And then, you know, the final step means taking on the local bastions of resistance, which will be blue cities and blue states. And all he has to do with blue cities and red states is just declare them crime zones, you know, have the local governors declare them out of control. Rick Snyder did this in Michigan 10 years ago. He literally removed the governor, the elected mayors of Benton Harbor and Detroit and Flint, and put in, you know, emergency managers that were beholden to him and the oligarchs. In fact, Flint privatized their water system with one of Michigan's, you know, Snyder-friendly oligarchs, and that led to the poisoning, the lead poisoning of millions of children or hundreds of thousands of children. So the last way that he would take down opposition among these governors, you know, J.B. Pritzker and Kathy Hochul and Jared Polis and Gavin Newsom and Lujan Grisham, is by having Musk spend a couple $100 million on media in these states, just destroying the reputations of these governors so that they're basically just, you know, decapitated politically. And this is what I think we're going to see. We're going to see, you know, the shutdown of our government and then the disassembling of our government and the replacement of our government with a fascist structure that supports Trump as and Musk as, you know, basically co-dictators. Stay tuned. It's a buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what do you think? Do you think this is how it's going to play out? I'm very concerned about it. I'll be right back with you. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever try to get your cholesterol numbers under control with diet and exercise alone? It could be a challenge. Well, Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, 3 times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Super Bearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get yours, go to superbearing.com, and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Glow of how to shake the system, make the status quo go. But behind the curtain, the stage is set for a power play we won't soon forget. They charm the crowd, they seize the mic, then target the truth and dim the light. The pillars quake, the ground runs red, a democracy hangs by a thread.
democracy to dictatorship.
24 minutes past the hour, the government shutdown looms. Speaker Mike Johnson, he's got some decisions to make. And plus, he's got to run for speaker again on January 3rd. That's when the Congress will have the election for speaker. And Representative Andy Harris, a Republican from Maryland, he's the guy who basically kept pot illegal in Washington, D.C. He's a weird guy. Anyhow, he said, I am hearing from an increasing number of people both inside and outside the Freedom Caucus, you know, the Cokehead Caucus, that they're not viewing how this was handled favorably. Yeah. So they're talking about replacing Mike Johnson. This is after Elon Musk yesterday, in an hour-long tirade on X, a whole series of tweets, said that this bill was terrible, criminal, outrageous, horrible, unconscionable, crazy, and ultimately an insane crime. And that, of course, caused Republicans to go, oh, well, I guess we're not going to do that. And then Trump comes along after President Musk gives him his marching orders. Vice President Trump steps in and says, Republicans have to get smart and tough by, you know, forcing a shutdown. And he said that he wants a continuing resolution that not only strips out the Democratic priorities, I don't know, but I assume that that means strip out the disaster aid, but also raises the debt limits so that when Trump comes into office, he can offer a new multi-trillion dollar tax break to the billionaires who put him into office. I mean, keep in mind, there were 315 billionaire families who kicked in billions and billions of dollars that paid for all those ads that got Donald Trump elected. He's got to return the favor. These people put him in office. So now here comes Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, saying, you know, you don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. Let's make Elon Musk Speaker of the House. Screw Mike Johnson. And that's going to get real interesting. He says, nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk. Think about it. Nothing's impossible. Not to mention the joy at seeing the collective establishment, a.k.a. Uniparty, lose their ever-loving minds. Yeah. And then Trump tweets, if Johnson does what he wants, he'll stay Speaker. This is getting interesting. So what do you think about all this? I'll pick up your calls right after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. We're learning more about the victims of the New Year's Day ramming attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people as well as the attacker. President Biden spoke about what the FBI is calling an act of terrorism.
People in New Orleans are sending an unmistakable message. They will not let this attack or the attackers with this deluded ideology overcome us.
Several dozen were hurt, including a couple of police officers injured in a shootout with the attacker. CBS's Katie Weiss.
The two police officers that were shot here during the attack yesterday morning, both of them have been released from the hospital. So that's certainly uplifting, and I'm told that they're both doing well this evening.
This man lived near the attacker and described what he was like.
Calm, collect, don't talk much, very private person. You know, don't interrupt us. We don't interrupt him.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Wendy Gillette.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Three Packers named to the Pro Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL says 3 Packers players selected for the Pro Bowl, 2 of them signed with the team this year in free agency. It's safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs. The third is defensive end Rashawn Gary, the Packers' top defensive back. Jaire Alexander had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is his next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you got to keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper single digits. Northwest winds gusty, so look for the wind chills below zero at times. On Friday, skies turning mostly sunny, remaining breezy, highs in the lower to middle teens. Right now, it's 19.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk the Packer-Bear matchup with Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clements. Then Rob Thomas drops by to talk movies and TV. Now that's a Friday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And all we should know when leaders are trying.
34 minutes past the hour. We're trying to hook up our electronics here with Alex Lawson. He'll be joining us shortly. In the meantime, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I think it's time we take things seriously in our country. We haven't wanted Medicare for all since FDR, and we haven't gotten it yet. Now, with all you know, and if Nancy would just let AOC and Bernie take charge, your president, you decree, we're going to have Medicare for all, executive order, whatever it takes. What would you do? Tell me what the steps would be with what you know, how you would bring it about to fruition, and we actually for once could have it.
Well, to get Medicare for all, you have to have a substantial Democratic majority in both the House and Senate and a Democrat in the White House. So
no executive order?
It can't be done by executive order. No. No.
Okay.
Can't.
Go ahead then.
Yeah, you can't. You can't change the the law specifies that Medicare has an age of 65 cutoff. But Robert Ball and Lyndon Johnson, when they put together Medicare in 1965, they intentionally wrote that law in a way that all you have to do is reduce the age requirement, and it becomes Medicare for all. Now, Bernie has said that he wants to make some substantial changes. He wants to include vision, dental, and hearing, and he wants to get rid of the 20% hole so that you don't have to get Medigap policies. But, you know.
Okay, so if Nancy would step out of the way and let AOC and Bernie take this over as a project with an end date, end finish, end, you know, dream for all. So.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. It's, you know, we really.
Medical debt.
I know. It's a real crisis in America.
The number one reason people are, you know,
I get it. It's destroying people's families. Diane, I got to go. Thank you for the call. Alex Lawson is with us. He is the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, A-Law 202, and Social Security Works over on Blue Sky. And Alex, I understand you were over at the I'm calling it Dodge. I don't know if you've ever been to Venice. Have you ever been to the Doge's Palace?
In fact, yes. In my younger days, I visited.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty wild that they're calling this Doge. Like, I don't think most Americans even know that that was the name of the Emperor of Venice back when Venice was a standalone state. But anyway,
I like Dodge Commission too, though. That is that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I think
they're dodging the law.
Elon Musk's dumb sense of humor, you know, is him just trying to hide pretty evil stuff behind, you know, internet references that he thinks are funny. And he does have it right that it makes things, you know, like go further. So his, you know, he's trying to use like 420 and 69 and Doge and these pretty juvenile internet jokes to hide, you know, a really unpopular and despicable agenda. That's why they're trying to make it funny. They're trying to make something that's not funny at all funny.
Right. So you run Social Security Works. You're you know, the big Social Security hawk, the guy who's really, you know, looking out for this program. And you went to the Dodge hearing yesterday. And I'm wondering, what do we know now about President Musk and Vice President Trump's plans for Social Security?
So I think it's actually interesting, Tom, and you understand this because you've been telling the story forever. I just will say, like, me and my team were just pulling this article from the Washington Post from 2010, where it says Social Security defenders wary of deficit reduction commission. And it's a story about me standing outside of the then Bowles Simpson Commission with my cell phone, just live streaming the closed door of the commission. And we blew up that commission by just exposing it to the American people. Like Alan Simpson, who was the co-chair of it, the next week after that article came over and gave me an impromptu interview where he's like, yes, we're definitely talking about cutting Social Security in here. Because they don't understand, you know, these Republicans, because they're told by their billionaire paymasters, literally the richest man in the world is the leader of the Republican Party. So they don't understand that as soon as I expose what's happening behind these closed doors, and that if there's one plan, you know this, there's one plan. Elon Musk tweets it out. They tweet out the lie that Social Security is where all the money is, right? They show like a bar chart, and Social Security is this huge bar, like it's the government's money, right? So they put it up against things that are paid for by the general fund. And you're like, that's a lie.
We all paid into Social Security.
It's our money. Yeah, yeah, exactly. DC's not giving you your Social Security check. We're giving ourselves our Social Security check. Social Security has nothing to do with the deficit. If you were to cut Social Security benefits by however much, it doesn't do anything to the deficit because all the money goes into the trust fund. That's me paraphrasing Ronald Reagan from 1983. All of these facts have not changed. They've got one plan: lie about Social Security being this big contributor to the deficit when it cannot by law contribute to the deficit. Use that as an excuse to steal our money. And then concurrently, because they don't need to do one to do the other, but at the exact same time, you're giving handouts of right now $4 trillion to the billionaires, right? So it's the richest man in the world trying to get through the Trump 2.0, his administration, a tax handout to himself and the billionaires, and cutting Social Security benefits, the average of which is $1,900 a month, of everybody else to pay for it. And that's what's happening in the commission. So all I did is I just went and stood outside the commission, Tom, and I just told that story really loudly. And then I asked every member going in if they would pledge to stand with the promise that Donald Trump himself made. He ran saying he wasn't going to cut Social Security and Medicare. And there's a lot that happened, but the, you know, the most visually wonderful metaphor, because it's exactly how it works, that came out of it is Marjorie Taylor Greene rips Donald Trump's promises. I have Donald Trump's promises in my hands. She rips them out of my hands. She throws them in the air and she calls them BS and then walks away like she's done something. And I'm like, you just did it. That's right. That's what his promises are worth to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And she just that's incredible. So it's fairly evident to you that President Musk and Vice President Trump are going to cut Social Security.
They're going to try, Tom, but what I actually, so like their main thing is giving the tax handout to themselves, right? Because that's money, cash in their pockets.
That's why Trump's demanding that they raise the debt limit as part of this continuing resolution.
Exactly. The actual cuts to benefits, they'll frame as pay-fors, but they don't actually care. They'll just put it all onto the deficit. And this is also, and I don't want to get too boring, but like your audience is particularly smart. And gets this. But this is all, if you just turn on CNBC or Bloomberg right now, you'll see that the Doge effort, because right now it's just a caucus. Next year it'll be a select committee or a commission. But Doge is all about cutting Social Security because of the false unified budget that Wall Street uses. And they say, look, if you give away all of these taxes and tax handouts, Donald Trump, you're creating massive inflationary pressure by building up this huge amount of debt in the future. And so 10-year bond yields are going to get, you know, hit really hard by this future picture with loads and loads of debt. And so what you got to do, and this is the financial press, right? So Wall Street Journal, yeah. CNBC, Bloomberg. What you got to do, because they want those tax handouts. But the only other place that you can actually talk about numbers that are big enough is cutting Social Security. So that's what it's all about, is actually satisfying the bondholders that you're going to do something. But at the end of the day, I do think, Tom, we're going to have a easier time blocking the cuts than we will blocking the tax handout, because the tax handout is their first and foremost priority. If they lose on the commission, which they will, because we'll defeat them, it doesn't stop them from the tax handout. But they're definitely going to go after it. They have to go after it to satisfy the Wall Street bond vigilantes who actually do have a say in they're other billionaires. So they run the party alongside, you know, the president, who's the richest man in the world, Elon Musk.
Yeah, there you go. Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org. Alex, it's always such a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for dropping by and sharing with us what's going on. And keep up the great work. That's just incredible. You went there and confronted Marjorie Taylor Greene and all those other guys. I am so impressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, as always.
Good talking to you. We'll be back with Back to Your Calls right after this, 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact.
I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading that fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 to join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Right beside the Christmas tree last night.
Yeah, isn't that cute? The story of a kid with two daddies. 51 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Seth in Middletown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Seth, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Just real quick, I've been following this pretty extensively, and it should actually, I would think, concern Republicans mainly, in that we now have Elon. I know that they want to cut spending and everything, but one thing I'm not hearing is everything is about civil servants, which I'm going back into the research, and it looks like they've actually gone down. They've almost flatlined. The government has not grown by civil servants. What they have grown by is federal contractors, of which Elon Musk is one.
Yep.
So
yeah, he's replaced NASA, in fact, to a large extent.
Well, yeah, and so one, they have a year and a half basically to basically destroy everything. And I would think from a Democratic strategy, it needs to be called out. Yes, not just, oh, well, they want to cut Social Security and they want to cut Medicare. But more importantly is they want to co-opt and privatize government operations to for-profit matters, most of which will probably be Vivek's connections to Pfizer or, you know, Elon's connections to his own contracts. These ethical issues need to be called out. And I'm just that plus the threatening of congressional members to vote a certain way. Is there any kind of, you know, backstop to that?
No. And here's the problem, Seth. An awful lot of this stuff where classically, you know, people who had conflicts of interest, people who had federal contracts, for example, you know, did not insert themselves into the actual actions of government. They just lobbied government. That's not by and large the consequence of law. It's the consequence of policy. People just, you know, they thought it would look bad, or they were embarrassed, or you know, they figured it was unethical. None of those things are apparently considerations for this current crop of billionaires. So
I would just hope that the Democrats definitely call out that, you know, compare the actual size of the civil servant class and the. A lot of these agencies are not that big. They're not going to get their money that they want. they're going to have to cut federal contractors, which have basically, that's the dirty elephant in the room when you start looking at the numbers. That's what they need to hammer on this, because that may be the only thing that's going to stop them once they get to the 2026-2027 session.
Yeah, get the contractors on your side and squealing about it. Although a lot of the contractors are just, you know, smaller contractors who are basically providing privatized employees, like, you know, like the people who work at the Smithsonian, for example, you know. They contracted that out a couple, I think during the Bush administration. So, but I get your point. I get your point. Seth Goodwin, thank you very much. Washington in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Washington, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm calling to produce a solution, right, because I'm hearing a lot of things about tax cuts and Social Security and all that, when the issue is, should be, right, how, give me a moment. The issue should be intimidating, the intimidation of voters, right? As you know, at the beginning, during his campaign, I say that because if you eliminate the threat, right, then you don't have to worry about none of that. So now I'm going to His initial claim during his campaign, where he claimed that if he did not win, talking about Trump, if he did not win, right, then there was going to be bloodshed.
Right.
All right. You got federal and state laws that prohibit, right, intimidation of voters. Mm-hmm. That's a crime that he just committed in the face of the public. Right, and the news media, the major news media networks, they all knew it because they were the ones that voted.
Wait a minute, Washington. Are you arguing that people voted for Trump because they were intimidated by him?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
I guarantee you. Let me explain something to you. Look up the statute, all right, for intimidation of voters. All right, you can't run a campaign talking about you're going to, there's going to be violence.
No, that law is not about that. I mean, you can say anything pretty much in a campaign. That law is about, you know, not having people with guns at polling places.
No. That's not the law. That's not how the law is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Washington, I'll have to look it up. We're out of time here, but thank you for the call. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. After Phil Itner is here. Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on Ukraine, and then I'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special TGIF edition of the show. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be here with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The French Quarter has reopened after a truck ramming attack killed 14 people early on New Year's Day. CBS's Katie Weiss describes the atmosphere.
You know, Bourbon Street is known for being party central, and slowly but surely the crowds are gathering here again. People are coming out to have a good time, just like before.
Family and friends are identifying some of the victims. Tony DeCopel has more on two of them.
Martin Besh, a star player at his Louisiana high school, where he was nicknamed Tiger. He went on to play at Princeton University before moving to New York City. He still loved to hunt and fish, though, his mother said, adding, he went out at the top of the world. And Hubert Gothrow, 21 and class of 21 at the Catholic school that confirmed his death, and has asked the entire Archbishop Shaw community for their prayers.
The Sugar Bowl in New Orleans